Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Sean.
And we have a guest with us. Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
You mean a victim.
Our first victim for number two.
It's number two! Woo! I had to think about that. Did you guys feel my hesitation? Because she's like, Jennifer, this is your cue. And I'm like, oh, it's number two.
Number two. So as we said in our introductory episode, we are going to have guests that come and grace us and grace you to help you learn more about some of the resources that are available. So Jessica is with Caregiver Homes, and she is here to talk a little bit more about their services and what they have to offer. So Jessica, tell us a little bit about you, and then we'll get into what Caregiver Homes has to offer.
That's a scary question.
I know.
What do you want to know?
Well, we like dogs. How many dogs do you have?
We have a couple dogs here, so yeah. Let's talk about the aminals.
Aminals.
Yes. The aminals.
I do have two dogs. I have two Boston Terriers, a black one and a brown one.
I hear they have interesting gotcha stories.
Well, the girl does, yes. Mm. Yes, she was a mill mama, so we rescued her. She's six now. We've almost had her a year.
So. Oh my gosh, has it been that long?
Yeah.
Guys, these dogs are so cute. Maybe she'll grace us with a picture so we can share it with you.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Oh yeah.
We like pictures. We like dogs.
I know. Guys, so just a second, Jessica. Yeah. We have to do a little introduction here. Sean.
Yes.
Who did you bring to work today?
I brought Danny, Daenerys, but she's sleeping.
But that's okay.
And we're going to let her sleep.
Oh, yeah. Because she's a baby, guys. She's only like 6 weeks old.
6 weeks.
So She's absolutely cute. And of course, there'll be a ticky-tock.
Yeah. When she wakes up, her and Jack love to play.
And the dogs are very, very vocal today. I mean, maybe not so much because Danny's sleeping, but Jack really likes to have things to say.
Yeah.
He's got stuff to say to her, and she doesn't like it.
No. So she just put herself to bed.
Yep. But back to Jessica. Sorry, we segued. We'll do that often.
She's sleeping through all this commotion, so that's great.
Yeah.
We love it when that happens. Okay, tell us about Caregiver Homes.
So Caregiver Homes is a service that is a Medicaid waiver service that supports caregivers in the home that are taking care of a loved one.
Wait. For those that don't know, what is Medicaid waiver?
Ooh, that's a deep question. That's a big answer.
You can give the top answer because we're definitely going to dwell deep into that eventually.
Okay. So Medicaid waiver allows people who are eligible for nursing home level of care to stay in their home and receive services in the home. Instead of going into a nursing home, I say they're waiving their choice to go into a nursing home.
Very good. Very good. Continue.
Okay. So we at Caregiver Homes, we support that family caregiver. It doesn't always have to be a family member, though. Sometimes it can be a friend of the family or what have you. But they're providing care to someone in the home. They have to live together, I say, under the same roof. And then we pay that caregiver a stipend, a tax-free stipend.
I really like the little steeple you had made with your hands.
I know, that was nice.
I need a picture of that. I think like that was glorious. She's like, in the home, little steeple fingers.
Under the same roof, is what I said.
I love it.
Because a lot of caregivers live down the street or across the street or 20 minutes away. And they just, there are different services for that. But for our service, they have to live under the same roof.
She always steeples the fingers when she says roof.
Always.
It's adorable.
I like it.
I like it too.
Thank you. It's copyrighted.
Oh, I just did it. Uh-oh. I'm getting sued.
Is there a fee? Because I didn't do it.
No. No. Okay. Maybe a piece of candy. How about that?
There's only a few left.
Okay.
So what kind of things does your program, does Caregiver Homes offer?
So we offer case management. We provide that caregiver with a social worker and a registered nurse just to educate, collaborate, teach that caregiver how to take care of their loved one, If problems arise, they can send them information and just really coach them through the disease process, whatever that is, whatever that looks like.
So do you train family members to be caregivers?
In a sense, we're just always there to hold their hand. So if they do need tips or tricks, say on Alzheimer's or, you know, sundowning, dementia care, or anything like that, then yes, we're there to coach them through that. But so, there's no training classes.
Oh, okay. So what does this financial assistance mean then?
So that stipend is dependent on the waiver. So it's tax-free. We don't take taxes out and they don't pay taxes on it. It's an electronic payment and it depends on the Medicaid waiver. So how much assistance that patient, we call them a consumer, the consumer needs. So the person that needs to be cared for.
Who all is eligible for the program? Is it just for seniors?
No, 18 and over, pretty much.
Okay.
We do have some children on service that qualify for that aged and disabled waiver.
Oh, so you can take children under specific guidelines.
Yes.
That, oh.
Yeah, so the caregiver cannot be a parent. It's typically like a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle that has taken over for...
That has to live.
Yes.
Under this, don't staple your fingers. Oh, copyrighted. Done.
Under the roof.
Same boat.
Sean did it.
Same boat. So the aunt, uncle, friend has to live under the same roof then, even for children.
Yes.
Okay.
But primarily it's adults that, you know, and primarily seniors are our demographic.
Right, right. And this podcast is for everybody, so I like to bring in the children.
The children.
I love the children.
Yeah.
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 Awesome. I'm going to say that a lot, too. That's so disgusting. Awesome. No, no. I tried that out. I didn't like it. We're erasing that. Nope. No more.
Edit
it out.
Why would somebody want to utilize caregiver homes? What would be a reason why I would call you?
So a lot of people come to us for the stipend. It's, you know, they're going to take care of their loved one no matter what, out of the goodness of their heart. And then they realize that they can get paid to do that. That's enticing, right? Extra money in the home. But then they find out that they get tons more support and case management from us. And that's more important. Our care teams become their family. So they end up sending us birthday pictures and that they had visitors. And it's not always about like, I need this from you or I need help with this. It's you're now part of our family.
I was going to say, it sounds like a family situation where you become a part of the family and they get that extra support. Now, big question. Can the caregiver work?
Ooh, great question.
Yeah, because a lot of our caregivers do go to work and have to have somebody come in or, you know, those kind of things. So can they have a job or does it have to be a 24-hour thing?
No, the caregiver can work outside the home. We just have to care plan that consumer can either be left alone for a certain amount of time. So I always imagine mom can get herself to and from the bathroom, but maybe you fix her lunch and it's in the fridge waiting for her so that she can be home for that amount of time by herself. Or sometimes there's natural caregivers in the home that aren't the paid caregiver that are there during the day.
Oh, okay. All right.
In addition, a lot of people are working from home right now. So there's no reason that you can't, you know, work from home and still take care of mom or grandma.
Correct.
Correct.
So what if I am taking care of somebody and I'm receiving this stipend and I need to go away for a long weekend? Do you guys offer any sort of respite care?
Yeah, so nursing home placement for a week or what have you is typically one of the ways. And if you don't want to go that route, we can set up an alternate caregiver, maybe that they come in and stay for the week. Someone of your choosing. We don't find them. You know, they're typically another family member that's set up as an alternate caregiver or... Yeah, for vacations, yes. But we can, even during the day, adult daycare is allowable under the waiver as well. So, like, that's another situation how the caregiver works outside the home. They can go to adult day. And that's part of the respite program as well.
Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Okay. So they can have the daycare. They can go to work. Now, what about if they go to work and bring somebody in to help care for the person during the day?
So that's another That's another good comment question. This is probably not sanctioned vernacular, but I tell caregivers that we don't care what you do with that stipend. So if you want to turn around and use it for private duty, you know, to have somebody come sit with mom
right.
for the day, great. Pay that caregiver. You know, it doesn't matter what you use that stipend for. That's what it's for. It's extra money for the household.
So, Jessica, how hard is it to get the stipend for family members and to have caregiver homes actually come in to my home and help provide some services?
It's not hard if they meet the criteria. So part of the delay, I think, in sometimes getting people on service is obtaining Medicaid and obtaining the waiver. We do have an expedited process right now that is happening so that we can get waiver and Medicaid and on service within 20 days, which normally takes 6 months. But there are some certain criteria for that, that the person has to be over 65 and meet some income guidelines that we sort of question them on quickly.
So that's pretty awesome.
We can apply for them. Yeah.
That's really kind of handy, isn't
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does a doctor have to refer to your program, or can I call tomorrow and go, Dad, my father needs care?
Your poor dad.
Look, I think that they're going to be very highly upset and amused that I keep bringing them up. My dad's like, I'm not that old. I'm like, you're so cute. Sit down. Anyway.
I don't think they're going to be amused.
No, they're not.
I've met them both. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, they love me. They can't get rid of me at this point.
True.
We do not need a doctor's referral.
Oh.
We do request information from the doctor eventually, but to get started, anyone just needs to call me.
Really?
Yeah.
And we're going to go ahead and throw that out there in the middle of the interview. How do they get a hold of you?
Ooh. Do you want me to, I can blast my phone number. Do you
Absolutely.
That? All right.
This is big, though. It's going to be big. It's so gonna everybody's going to have it. Yes. Everybody's going to have it.
Call me.
And your name again.
My name is Jessica Bamber. And my phone number is 574-210-9542.
One more time.
574-210-9542.
So, Jessica, talk to me a little bit about the service area that you guys cover.
Ooh, Caregiver Homes covers every county in the state.
Well.
What state, Jessica?
Indiana. The state of Indiana. We cover every county in the state. I primarily work in the 15 counties here in the Northwest area of the state.
I know that this is only our second podcast, but we're going to be big.
We are. We're going to be national. I'm going to be on more times than you can count. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Because people are going to want you to come back because they're going to be like, I have questions for Jessica. Now, is Caregiver Homes in any other state?
Yes, we are in 10 other states. Our founding company is called Senior Link out of Massachusetts. That's where we were founded 20-ish years ago.
Okay.
For this need Sean's helping me by giving me the list of states.
Because, you know.
I was going to try and
I was
guess.
Just trying to be the helping
I'm
hand.
I'm going to tick them off on my fingers. So.
Honestly, I don't even know where I am now, so we'll need help. Go ahead.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's hear those states, Jessica.
So the states that we are currently in is Massachusetts, Connecticut. Are you quizzing me? She's looking. Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island. Oh, no. Georgia, Indiana, Louisiana, South Dakota.
I'll help.
Ohio, North Carolina,
Pennsylvania.
And Pennsylvania.
Woo! Did you say Louisiana?
I did say Louisiana.
She did.
What is it? I get 5 little help from my friends. Do you get 5 little help from my friends?
We've got to let her sing.
She is so not amused with me.
I just let her go. I mean, there's no controlling.
You should see Sean's face.
There's no controlling.
One of these days, I'm going to have to record your face while I'm singing because it's just like, and there she goes again.
And here we go.
Now, we do not operate the same in every state. Louisiana and Indiana, Massachusetts, we all operate the same, but we're called different things in other states. So if you want to find out how we operate in a particular state that I just ticked off, you can always go to our website at caregiverhomes.com and click on the states to find out how we operate.
Thank you, Jessica, for coming in. Guys, if you want to hear the interview, the rest of this interview, definitely tune in next Monday because that's when the episodes drop.
Yes, we are so excited, Jessica, that you did join us. Thank you so much, and we're looking forward to the rest of the episode.
Thank you. You guys, if you have any questions, or if you have any questions for us or people you want us to interview or be interviewed or anything like that, you can definitely get a hold of us at caregivershenanigans@gmail.com. One word, caregivershenanigans@gmail.com. Guys, I totally had to look up the word shenanigans to make sure I spelled it right. So don't worry if you have to.
Just Google it.
We love you.
Thank you for joining. We love you.
We love you. Bye.